Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, May 28th. I'm actually recording just one day prior on May 27th, and I'm so glad to be home. I had a wonderful trip to a conference and then to Disney World. Today's passages are quite difficult on this thankful Thursday. The first is about the conflict between Rachel and Leah. Leah at first is very fertile, and Rachel, maybe for the first time in her life, looks at Leah with envy. And then there's this constant back and forth, this battle over who has more power in their relationship with Jacob. It also brings up a lot of just ugly things about the patriarchal society where childbearing was some sort of power. And the story reveals how women seem to be at men's disposal as it relates to intimacy. So it's just a really yucky kind of story. As we're reading it, I think you'll say, now why didn't they learn their lesson from Abraham and Sarah and Hagar? And that's probably true of us all. We should learn from the past. And so let's take that as a warning as we read. Then we'll go over to the Psalms. And in Psalm 137, the Israelites have been taken into captivity in Babylon. This is some 1,600 miles on foot from where they had been. And when they get there, the Babylonians want them to sing the happy songs that they heard them singing in Jerusalem. And they find it hard to do so. They find it hard, perhaps, to be grateful in a season of captivity. And so as I'm reading, I want you to think about this question. In the midst of difficulty, how do you continue to stay grateful? Here's a follow-up question. What is one part of your day or week that has gone surprisingly smoothly or felt completely effortless, even if the rest of the week has been hard? Here's another one to get you thinking. What are some of the behind-the-scenes moments where you know God was working, but if you didn't sit down and focus in gratitude, you might miss it? And now let's turn to the scriptures, Genesis 21, beginning in verse 31. The title in the New International Version is Jacob's Children. When the Lord saw that Leah was not loved, he enabled her to conceive, but Rachel remained childless. Leah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Reuben, for she said, "It is because the Lord has seen my misery. Surely my husband will love me now." She conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, "Because the Lord heard that I am not loved, he gave me this one too." So she named him Simeon. Again she conceived, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, "Now at last my husband will become attached to me, because I have borne him three sons." So she named him Levi. She conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, "This time I will praise the Lord." So she named him Judah. Then she stopped having children. When Rachel saw that she was not bearing Jacob any children, she became jealous of her sister. So she said to Jacob, "Give me children or I'll die." Jacob became angry with her and said, "Am I in the place of God who has kept you from having children?" Then she said, "Here is Bilhah, my servant. Sleep with her so that she can bear you children for me, and I too can build a family through her." So she gave him her servant Bilhah as a wife. Jacob slept with her, and she became pregnant and bore him a son. Then Rachel said, "God has vindicated me. He has listened to my plea and given me a son." Because of this, she named him Dan. Rachel's servant Bilhah conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. Then Rachel said, I have had a great struggle with my sister, and I have won. So she named him Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had stopped having children, she took her servant Zilpah and gave her to Jacob as a wife. Leah's servant Zilpah bore Jacob a son. Then Leah said, What good fortune! So she named him Gad. Leah's servant Zilpah bore Jacob a second son. Then Leah said, How happy I am! The women will call me happy. So she named him Asher. During the wheat harvest, Reuben went out into the fields and found some mandrake plants, which he brought to his mother Leah. Rachel said to Leah, Please give me some of your son's mandrakes. But she said to her, Wasn't it enough that you took away my husband? Will you take my son's mandrakes too? Very well, Rachel said. He can sleep with you tonight in return for your son's mandrakes. So when Jacob came in from the field that evening, Leah went out to meet him. You must sleep with me, she said. I have hired you with my son's mandrakes. So he slept with her that night. God listened to Leah, and she became pregnant and bore Jacob a fifth son. Then Leah said, God has rewarded me for giving my servant to my husband. So she named him Issachar. Leah conceived again and bore Jacob a sixth son. Then Leah said, God has presented me with a precious gift. This time my husband will treat me with honor, because I have borne him six sons. So she named him Zebulun. Sometime later, she gave birth to a daughter and named her Dinah. Then God remembered Rachel. He listened to her and enabled her to conceive. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son and said, God has taken away my disgrace. She named him Joseph and said, May the Lord add to me another son. Before we move on, just a couple of things to get us thinking. Amy and I were talking about this in the office and remembering what Jen Wilkins said about the passage. One thing she mentioned is that Leah was always the one to be overlooked in this patriarchal society where she didn't have the looks, and Rachel obviously did, and she wasn't the chosen one. But we'll see that through Judah, the one who was chosen, our Lord Jesus, comes through his line. This is also a reminder that this patriarchal society kept women at men's disposal, and it all kind of started with Laban. He was the one that got them into this mess. If they had remembered the story, if it was shared, of Abraham and Sarah and how they got into a mess with Hagar, perhaps all of this could have been avoided. One thing that stuck out to me as I was reading that I think we should be careful of is that when Leah gives birth to a son in verse 18, she attributes her favor with the fact that she gave her servant to her husband. Now, looking back at this story, I don't think it was God's favor at all because of what she had done in giving Bilhah to her husband. That's just a really jaded kind of fact of society at the time. And so I want to be careful what I attribute to God's blessing. And sometimes things that we think are a blessing are actually a result of the sinful cultural moment. And just want to be careful there and give more thought to that. We have to move on. Let's turn on over to Psalm 137, which I said earlier is given in the context of captives of Babylon who have been taken off to Babylon, some 1,600 miles from Jerusalem. And this is around the time of 597 BC. Just to give us a little bit of a cultural context, this would have been during the time of Daniel. Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion." How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy. Remember, Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down, they cried. Tear it down to its foundations. Daughter Babylon, doomed to destruction, happy is the one who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I want us to focus in on this thankful Thursday with the fight for gratitude, even when we are in difficult places. Perhaps there is chaos or heartbreak or physical struggle, and yet there is so much to be grateful for. Let me return to the questions I asked you at the beginning. Perhaps you'll reflect on yesterday, or if you're listening to this in the evening, something from today. What is a part of your day that went surprisingly smoothly or felt completely effortless? I want to give you a moment to think about that and to be grateful to the Lord. Let us reflect as well on some of the behind-the-scenes moments where God was working for our good and His glory in our lives. Holy Spirit, would you reveal these things to us, even perhaps in the midst of captivity or a difficult moment? And then finally, I want you to think about, with gratitude, something from the past. It could be a situation or a teaching moment where you learned about God's way, God's faithfulness, and His redemptive love. Will you pray with me? Father, on this thankful Thursday, we bring to you a person for whom we are thankful. Maybe someone from whom we have learned a lesson in the past, and we are so grateful, Lord, for your constant redirection, for your reminders that you are with us, that you are the one who keeps us from all harm, and that you watch over our lives, our coming and our going, both now and forevermore. And so we lift up our hearts to you in gratitude for a person. We also thank you, Lord, for a place like Jerusalem, a place that we look to fondly, even in moments of struggle. We thank you, Lord, for something. Maybe it was a momentary vision of your Holy Spirit at work in the behind the scenes. Maybe it was just something that you were worried about that ended up going very smoothly. And then finally, we lift our hearts to you, Lord, in gratitude for who you are. Lord, help us to learn to serve you no matter what. Help us to learn from the past and to focus in on the unseen, how you are at work behind the scenes. We entrust our days to you, Lord, and we are so grateful that you are constantly working for our good and your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray, the chosen one. Amen.